Alright, if that doesn't say a spring day, then I don't know what does. This is the Too Much Rock podcast number 27, and we started things off there with April March, a song, There's Always Madness, from her Triggers album that came out in September of 2003. April March, of course, is Eleanor Blake, a Francophile living in California, and I think from California as well, so... previous albums have been much more like Gigi music, very living on Serge Gainsbourg leftovers sort of things. But this album was a big departure, I think. And I don't know, stressed a lot more of her wonderful pop elements. And that's a good one right there. It doesn't sound like Serge. It sounds wonderful and swirling and happy. And it's spring, folks. At least it is in Boston here. And today we have a chance at our first 70-degree day, I think. So I'm looking forward to getting out and scooting around in that and running errands in a small helmet with no gloves and maybe not even a jacket. I might go that crazy, folks. Today I have kind of a similarly themed show for you. Lots of pop and lots of sunny stuff. And, of course, it just happens to be that way by accident, as the rule of the Too Much Rock podcast is whatever I get that week is what ends up on the podcast. So you get a sampling of what I receive. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. But, hey, either way, you know exactly what I picked up that week and what kind of music I'm listening to. This week, as I said, you've scored, as it's all wonderful stuff. I've got a trio of indie pop and twee acts coming up next. Let's go ahead and start things off here with the band Pantsiel. They're from Boston. Saw them a couple of days ago, and they handed me their, I think, probably their official debut full-length, though I think they've had a number of smaller releases, maybe CDR releases, and cassettes aplenty, and 7-inches and such. We're going to play the song Your Feelings Don't Show.
So dreadful. and he likes it there. She's always having a good time.
Jackie'd rather be in another town, where it's cloudy but where he can lay down. You know he'd like it there.
That song. That is the Essex Green with the song Penny and Jack from their album Cannibal Sea. That came out on March 21st on Merge Records. That Brooklyn transplanted band there has made a giant leap forward. Much like April March that we talked about earlier, the Essex Green pretty much were just recreating the 60s sounds of everyone from the Beach Boys to the Monkees. And now this album, I think they've made some giant strides and found their own sound that's a little more contemporary and a little more them, and it's fantastic. The album is just great. And there are probably six tracks I could have played on this podcast that I just totally loved. So I suggest picking that one up on Merge Records. Before that, we played the irresistible Rose Melberg with the track Irene from the album Cast Away the Clouds. That comes out on April 25th on Double Agent Records. Rose is probably out of Portland still. You remember her from bands like Ghost Sailor and the Softies. And definitely Rose is one of the queens of the twee genre, one of my top fives. Always. And we started things off with Panciel from Boston. That's from the song Your Feelings Don't Show. The album's called Recent Drama, and it came out last week, I think April 7th, on Asaurus Records. And check them out. They're going to do a big tour of Europe, I think. They're going to hit Sweden, they told me, and then they're going to hit some dates in the mainland Europe, and I think some UK dates as well. So they're everywhere. And I think right now they're just doing some small, like a week here in the Northeast somewhere, as far out as Ohio and as far down as DC or something like that. Check them out for a exciting little twee pop fun show. Saw them at Zusu, and it was loads of fun. Coming up next, I've got a couple of songs you can dance to. I picked up the kind of debut adult record, Resuscitation, that basically was just a compilation of the 12-inch singles, and I don't know, maybe some filler thrown in here or there. But we're going to play the song Nausea. This is the restructured mix. This came out in 2001, I believe, so we're digging back. But after talking to a friend who stresses how wonderful Adult is, I decided to go back and pick that up, and I'm glad I did. There's a couple of tracks from there I really enjoy, and if you can't dance to this, then maybe your dancer is broken.
We'll be right back. even know how I feel, love. You don't even know how I feel, love. You don't even know how I feel, love. You don't even know how I feel, love.
That was Daft Punk with the song Burnin' from the Homework album that came out in 1997, so I went way back there. I remember that album very distinctly because it had the hit Around the World and kind of was way out of left field. And was that dance music? Is that headphone music? What was that? But I never picked it up, and I was a big fan of the following album, which was a little more rock-orientated or maybe even pop-orientated with more vocals and samples of vocals and such. But I never picked up that first album. And then just recently, maybe within the last week or so, a Greatest Hits of sorts came out, and it reminded me how much I enjoyed Daft Punk, so I went back and found that album. It was pretty easy to find in the cutout bins or in the used bins, pretty cheap. So I went back and picked that up, and I've been able to do some extra dancing there. Of course, Daft Punk, the duo from Paris, some conspiracy theories about them right now, because the last album kind of stunk. There were a couple of tracks that were okay, but most of it seemed like it was phoned in and it was recorded very quickly. And then this new Greatest Hits comes out, which seems to be a very odd selection for Greatest Hits, and like the band wasn't involved at all. And some people think that they tanked the last one intentionally and now Greatest Hits so they can get out of their contract with Virgin so that they can do great music again. I think people like to think that that maybe there's another fantastic album like Discovery or Homework waiting for them, but maybe there's not. Maybe that's just all the band had, and who knows. Before that, I played another duo, Adult, the Nausea, the restructured mix from Resuscitation. Came out in 2001 there as well. So that kept you dancing for a few minutes, I hope, or for 10 minutes, whatever. Some nice long dance tracks there in the middle. I can do that. But it is time to wrap things up here. I want to tell you that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 27. You can find more information on Too Much Rock at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. I'm going to end things off this week with the song from the new Morrissey album. Ringleader of the Tormentors is the album. It came out on April 4th on Attack Sanctuary Records. Of course, Morrissey, our Manchester savior there. This isn't quite as good as his last album. You know, his big comeback album was fantastic. And, of course, comparing things to his early output is just really hard because it was darn near perfect, wasn't it? But I'm going to play I think it's the first track, the leadoff track on the album, You Have Killed Me. The album is much more personal, much more confessional. Morrissey talks about love and lust in ways that asexual should have never done it. And I think he kind of outs himself on the record as well. So we know more about Morrissey with this album than we have in the past. But it's definitely an album that has some nice highlights to it. There are some 3 or 4 cuts that I really, really enjoy. And the rest is a Morrissey record, which is sad that it's kind of just, here's a Morrissey record. But it's worth checking out all the same. So let me go ahead and end things off with this. This is the song You Have Killed Me from Morrissey. Thank you for listening.
Pasolini is me. Acatoni you'll be. I entered nothing, and nothing entered me, till you came with the key, and you did your best for us. As I live and breathe, you have killed me, you have killed me. Yes, I walk around somehow, but you have killed me, you have killed me. Piazza Cavour, what's my life for? Visconti is me. Magnani you'll never be. I entered nothing, and nothing entered me, till you came with the key, and you did your best, but you.